The reasons for delayed hospital discharges in the UK. Delayed hospital discharges in the UK are a significant issue caused by various factors, including inadequate social care provision, hospital capacity constraints, and delayed assessments. These challenges create a bottleneck effect, where people who are medically ready to leave the hospital remain due to a lack of available post-discharge support and resources. Addressing these underlying issues is crucial for improving the efficiency of the healthcare system and ensuring timely discharges. Catalyst Care Group 2024 Survey. Take part in shaping the future of the health and social care sector by sharing your personal experiences as a family member, your perspectives as a support worker, employee dynamics, your commissioning challenges. Join the conversation. Key takeaways: efficient social care arrangements reduce discharge delays. Bed shortages and poor planning result in delays. Faster assessments require more healthcare workers. Financial constraints frequently cause delayed discharges. Clear communication with families helps reduce delays. Improved coordination between health and social care services is essential. Lisa's journey. The transition from hospital to a place she can now call home. Imagine spending 27 years in a hospital and not being in your own home and community for most of your life. For Lisa, this was a reality. When Nurseline Community Services first met Lisa, she had no control over her life, choices, or future. But today, Lisa lives in her own home, surrounded by the beauty of her garden, a place where she finds joy and peace. With the right support, Lisa has reclaimed ownership of her life, making her own decisions and thriving in her newfound sense of safety and independence. Here is her story. The causes behind delayed hospital discharges in the UK. Delayed hospital discharges are a significant issue within the UK healthcare system, affecting both the efficiency of hospitals and the well-being of people. Understanding the multifaceted reasons behind these delays is crucial for developing effective strategies to address them. Various factors contribute to delayed discharges, ranging from social care provision to financial constraints. By examining these causes, we can better understand the challenges healthcare providers face and the impact on people awaiting discharge. Social care provision. A major factor contributing to delayed hospital discharges in the UK is social care provision. Often, people who are medically fit to leave the hospital cannot do so because appropriate social care arrangements are not in place. This includes the availability of home care services, residential care homes, and community support. Coordination between hospitals and social care providers is crucial, yet it is frequently impacted by logistical challenges and bureaucratic delays. Ensuring that people have access to the necessary care and support upon discharge is vital for their recovery and for freeing up hospital resources for people in need of support. Capacity issues. Hospital capacity constraints significantly contribute to delayed hospital discharges. Hospitals in the UK are often operating at near full capacity, with bed occupancy rates consistently close to 90%, particularly in acute and emergency departments. This high occupancy level leads to a bottleneck, where people medically fit for discharge cannot leave due to a lack of resources in the next stage of their care journey, such as community care or residential care homes. By addressing these capacity issues through improved funding, better coordination between health and social care services, and increasing the availability of community care options, hospitals can reduce discharge delays and enhance the overall efficiency of the healthcare system. Delayed assessments. Delayed assessments play a major role in the hospital discharge process. Before a person can be discharged, a comprehensive assessment is often required to determine their post-discharge needs and the appropriate care plan. This process involves various healthcare professionals and can be time-consuming. The delay is frequently due to staff shortages, high workloads, and the complexity of coordinating multiple disciplines to complete the assessment. Additionally, delays can occur when waiting for specialist evaluations or when there is a lack of available assessment slots. Streamlining the assessment process and ensuring adequate staffing levels are essential steps to reduce hospital discharge delays and facilitate a more efficient transition from hospital to home or other care environments. Financial constraints. Financial constraints significantly impact the timeliness of hospital discharges. Both the healthcare system and care recipients often face budgetary limitations that can delay discharge plans. For healthcare providers, limited funding can result in insufficient resources for post-discharge support, such as community care services or necessary medical equipment. These financial limitations can also affect the availability of residential care placements, as funding is required to secure spots in care homes or to arrange domiciliary care services. On an individual level, financial barriers can prevent timely discharges when out-of-pocket costs are associated with post-hospital care. Additionally, local councils responsible for funding social care services often operate under tight budgetary constraints, further exacerbating delays. Addressing these financial constraints through increased funding, better resource allocation and supportive policies can help reduce delays and ensure smoother transitions from hospital to home or other care settings. Patient and family preferences. The preferences of care recipients and their families can also contribute to delayed hospital discharges. In many cases, families may feel unprepared or uncertain about the ability to provide adequate care at home, leading to requests for extended hospital stays. This can occur especially when there are concerns about the suitability or availability of home care services or residential care facilities. Additionally, people may feel anxious about leaving the hospital environment, particularly if they lack confidence in the post-discharge care plan. Family dynamics and personal preferences play a crucial role in discharge decisions. Some families might prefer to wait for a specific care home or one closer to home, leading to longer hospital stays until a suitable spot becomes available. Clear communication and thorough discharge planning that includes the preferences and concerns of the person and their families can help mitigate these delays. Providing comprehensive information, support, and reassurance can facilitate a smoother and more timely transition from hospital care to the next phase of recovery. Integration of health and social care. Integrating health and social care is pivotal in addressing delayed hospital discharges. Often, the lack of seamless coordination between healthcare providers and social care services leads to significant delays. For instance, discharges can be postponed if the necessary social care arrangements are not in place or there are communication gaps between the hospital team and social care providers. This disjointed approach can result in people remaining in hospital beds longer than necessary, occupying critical resources needed for acute care. Improving the integration of health and social care involves creating cohesive and collaborative frameworks where healthcare and social care professionals work together efficiently. Integrated care boards and coordinated discharge planning teams can be crucial in streamlining the discharge process. By ensuring that social care support, such as domiciliary care, residential placements, and community health services, is arranged well in advance, the transition from hospital to home can be expedited. This integrated approach reduces delays and enhances the overall quality of care and support post-discharge. Nurseline Community Services is dedicated to reduce delayed hospital discharges. Nurseline Community Services is committed to addressing delayed hospital discharges by implementing proactive measures to streamline the discharge process and ensure seamless transitions from hospital to home. Recognizing the multifaceted nature of discharge delays, we have developed comprehensive support systems encompassing health and social care services. By fostering close collaboration with hospitals, local councils, and community care providers, we aim to eliminate delays and enhance the efficiency of discharge planning. One of the key strategies employed by Nurseline Community Services is the establishment of integrated care teams. These multidisciplinary teams work closely with hospitals to assess the needs of people and develop personalized discharge plans that ensure all necessary support services are in place before discharge. This includes arranging home care, securing placements in residential care homes, and coordinating community health services. By addressing these needs proactively, we significantly reduce the waiting times for people to be discharged, thereby alleviating pressure on hospital resources. Furthermore, we strongly emphasize engagement between families and people receiving care in the discharge planning process. Understanding the preferences and concerns of people and their families is crucial. Hence, we provide comprehensive education and support to help them feel confident and prepared for the transition. This includes detailed information about available care options, financial guidance, and continuous support from dedicated care coordinators.